Good morning. We're continuing to Adam Klal Sam of Vav. We're discussing the lachas of tznius. So Chazal told us a rule kol be'isha erva, and this you know, kol be'isha erva has two applications. Erva implies that the same way a person has an issur of looking at erva, even not l'shem hanor, the person should not be mistakel be'erva. So a person should not be listening to the kol isha. If a person does it l'shem hanor, there might be a concern of hearer, which is another layer of concern. Besides that, there's an issur of saying davar shebe kedusha in the presence of erva, and that in the chiddush of kol be'isha erva tells me that applies not only to something which is visual, but something which is audio, audible, a sound, also generates a din erva, and a person cannot say davar shebe kedusha b'shas that he is hearing the kol isha. So, regards to the first concern, at what age does that apply to girls? So, Mishabura's opinion, and there might be others as well, but Mishabura's opinion is that up to the age of 10 years old, including 10 years old, the first issue does not apply to girls. They're not a nida yet, so not erva. So, there's no din of kol be'isha erva in that regard. So, a person not be mechav in l'shem hanoah to have pleasure from their kol, just a simple act of listening to the kol is not usur. The Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha will be problematic, however. That's talking about Shaloi B'Shas Tefillah or Torah. Okay, once the girl reaches the age of 11 years old, we have to be concerned that she's already a Nida, and then a Nida is a form of Erva, and Kol Isha Erva would apply from that point onwards. Regards to the Isser of the Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha, so there's a unique halacha that a father, grandfather, he is mutter to hear kol of his bonus up to the age of 10, including 10, even b'shas he's learning or davening. Once she reaches the age of 11, so the father has the same concern as everybody else of b'shas tefillah or Torah, he cannot be listening to them singing. From the age of 11 and onwards, he cannot believe, but while he's learning Torah or davening, he has no issur to listen to them sing beyond that point, because they do not have a din of a liba noikvah that he has a desire for them, so that he doesn't have any father can hear his daughter singing. In regards to b'shas Torah and tefillah, a father would have this concern from the age of 11 years old and onwards. I do want to point out there are many poskim which are makel for a father to continue to hear the sound of his daughter singing, even after that age, that she be of 11 years old. So a person should ask their own rav which way they should be noyag in that regards. Regards to a brother, to a sister, brother hearing his sister singing, so the same rules would apply, that up to the age of 10, even b'shas Torah Tefillah, the brother will not have a problem. And the age of 11 and onwards, we have this concern. And again, there are some poskim which are going to be makel for a brother to hear the kol zimra of their sister b'shas Torah Tefillah, and a person has to ask their own rav. If a person did hear if you follow the psak that it's usur for a father or a brother or other individuals which are not related, so kol be'isha erva requires that a person would have to repeat Shema. He says Shema, he would have to repeat the Shema again, but he would not say the brachas again. If a girl is very young, up to the age of 6 or 7, we could argue that kol is b'chlal not a significant kol, that it should generate for even b'shas Torah tefillah, so it would not be ma'akev, and a person would be hearing a young little girl singing. He does not need to stop her for him to say a bracha or to say or to learn. If one is makben on this halacha of that a father or brother after the age of 11 cannot say darusha b'kedusha while hearing the sister sing, so when it comes to near Shabbos, what happens over there? So the psuk, the part of near Shabbos which are actual psukim, Eish Eschayil, Mizmor LeDavid, so those are. Those are psukim, that's Torah, so that would be a concern of darusha b'kedusha, and the father, brother would not be able to sing while the daughter or sister is singing. Regular zmiras alone do not have that concern. I would mention that in that situation, it's better not to say the Shem Hashem, but to use the word Hashem or Kale, because saying the Shem Hashem in the context of zmiras might elevate it to the darusha b'kedusha, which would have this concern. Again, not everybody agrees with that point. And a person really needs to be in touch with their LOR for a final psak in that regard. Have a good day.